Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Get to the Point. Second edition by Joel Schwartzberg is a practical guide to communicating with clarity, brevity, and impact in high-stakes moments at work and beyond. Built for anyone who has ever watched a meeting drift, an email sprawl, or a presentation lose its audience, the book focuses on a simple promise. Your ideas land better when you lead with what matters most. Schwartzberg, known for coaching professionals on public speaking and workplace messaging, emphasizes that being concise is not about saying less for its own sake. It is about making your message easier to understand, remember, and act on. The second edition refreshes the core approach for modern communication habits, where attention is scarce and decisions move quickly. Through structured techniques and real-world scenarios, the book helps readers identify their main point, support it with the right evidence, and deliver it with confidence across formats such as meetings, pitches, updates, and written communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, point-first thinking. Start with the takeaway. A central theme is training yourself to lead with the main point rather than building up to it. Many people default to context, background, and process, hoping the conclusion becomes obvious. The book argues that audiences, especially busy colleagues and decision makers, want the takeaway immediately so they can orient their attention and evaluate what follows. Point-first thinking treats communication like navigation. The destination must be named before the route makes sense. Practically, this means stating your recommendation, request, or conclusion in the first line of an email, the first sentence of an update, or the opening of a presentation. Once the point is clear, supporting details can be selected and sequenced to serve it instead of competing with it. This approach also makes it easier to handle questions and objections because the conversation stays anchored to a specific claim. By practicing point-first habits, readers learn to reduce rambling, eliminate false starts, and increase the odds that listeners remember and repeat the message accurately. Secondly, brevity with purpose, simplify without dumbing down. The book reframes brevity as a strategic discipline rather than a personality trait. Concision is not about being abrupt or stripping away nuance. It is about removing content that does not advance the point and translating complexity into a structure that an audience can absorb. Readers are encouraged to distinguish between essential and optional information and to treat every extra detail as a cost paid in attention and time. This theme is particularly relevant for professionals who rely on expertise, data, or technical language and who may feel that length signals rigor. The method promotes rigor through selection, choose the few facts, examples, or outcomes that best justify the message and reserve the rest for follow-up. It also highlights how to avoid filler language, throat-clearing openings, and over-explanation that can weaken confidence. When brevity is aligned with purpose, messages become sharper and more persuasive while still respecting the intelligence of the audience. Thirdly, structure that sells, organize support around the main claim. Once the point is stated, the next challenge is proving it in a way that feels logical and compelling. The book focuses on using clear structure to move from claim to reasons to evidence, so listeners can follow the thread without effort. Instead of presenting a list of unrelated facts, readers learn to group supporting ideas into a small number of categories and to signal that structure explicitly. This creates a map for the audience and reduces the cognitive burden of tracking the argument. The approach is useful for proposals, status updates, performance conversations, and persuasive presentations where the goal is action. It encourages selecting proof that matches the decision being asked for, such as benefits, risks, trade-offs, cost, or timing, rather than offering generic information. Strong structure also improves delivery because the speaker knows what comes next and can emphasize transitions. In effect, the message becomes easier to buy because it is easier to understand and evaluate. Fourthly, confident delivery. Sound decisive, not defensive. The book connects clarity of message to confidence of delivery. When a communicator is unsure of the point, they often hedge, overqualify, or bury the request under explanations. Schwartzberg emphasizes that decisiveness is a service to the audience, not an act of ego. By articulating a clear point and supporting it cleanly, you reduce the need for verbal padding and defensive framing. Readers learn to state recommendations and requests directly, and to separate confidence from certainty by acknowledging constraints without surrendering the message. This theme applies to live speaking moments like meetings, Q&A, and interviews where pressure can trigger rambling. It also applies to written communication where long sentences and cautious phrasing can obscure intent. The book encourages rehearsing the point, anticipating objections, and choosing language that is specific and active. As a result, the communicator comes across as prepared and trustworthy, which can improve leadership presence and accelerate decisions. Lastly, everyday applications, emails, meetings, updates, and pitches, a major value of the book is its focus on daily communication situations where small improvements compound. The principles are positioned as reusable tools for email subject lines and first sentences, meeting contributions, quick project updates, and formal presentations. In each case, the same pattern applies: define the point, keep only what supports it, and deliver it in an audience-friendly structure. For meetings, this means entering with a clear ask or recommendation and resisting the urge to narrate your entire thought process. For emails and written updates, it means making the action or decision explicit early, then providing concise rationale and next steps. For pitches, it means articulating the value proposition quickly and reinforcing it with targeted proof. The book also highlights how to adapt your point to what the audience cares about, which increases relevance and reduces friction. By treating communication as a set of repeatable moves, readers can build habits that consistently save time and elevate influence. In conclusion, this book is best for professionals who need to influence decisions with limited time, managers, project leads, consultants, salespeople, founders, and individual contributors who present updates, write frequent emails, or speak in meetings. It also serves students and job seekers preparing interviews and pitches, because the underlying skill is making your message easy to grasp and act on. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate. Clearer points reduce stress, shorten preparation time, and prevent misunderstandings that create rework. As your communication becomes more direct, you are more likely to be seen as prepared, credible, and leadership ready. Compared to broader public speaking or business writing books, Get to the Point stands out by centering everything on one measurable outcome. The audience should be able to state your point quickly and accurately. That focus makes the advice easy to apply across formats, from a one-sentence update to a full presentation. If you want a repeatable method to simplify, sharpen, and sell your message without losing substance, this book is worth buying and revisiting as a communication toolkit. If you would like to support Joel Schwartzberg, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.